Back in 2008, an act of the California legislature created something called the San Francisco Bay Restoration Authority.
It's a regional government entity. It has a board of local elected officials from around the Bay Area created to generate local revenue for restoration of San Francisco Bay, in particular wetland restoration, flood control, and trails that are related to wetland restoration.
That's Sam Shuckett, executive officer of the California Coastal Conservancy, which, with the Association of Bay Area Governments, has provided administrative support for the agency. He says the Bay Restoration Authority is now preparing a parcel tax measure for California's June primary election.
What we're looking at is a $12 per parcel tax in the 9-county Bay Area, which would generate about $25 million per year for 20 years, or about $500 million for restoration of San Francisco Bay. That would be used to start and or complete a number of projects around the Bay Area that involve raising land and letting the bay back into places where it used to be and building levees to keep the bay out of developed areas, all of which would restore tens of thousands of acres of wetlands while providing flood protection and public access.
If it passes, this could offer a number of benefits to the region, adds Letitia Grenier, senior scientist and program director for the San Francisco Estuary Institute.
It would actually be a lot less expensive, ultimately, to have these large wetlands that are self-sustaining and don't require maintenance, and it would also be more beautiful. We'd be able to recreate in them. They also provide better water quality. If we don't have them, we're going to have to build large levees and seawalls that continually have to be maintained, built higher as sea level rises, and it's going to end up costing a lot more money.
A final decision on whether or not to go forward with the ballot measure is due to be made next week. It's something, Sam Shuckett says, that they almost did 2 years ago.
We got close to putting something on the ballot in 2014, but we pulled back from that. The polling didn't look as good. We hadn't built enough political support, and we hadn't raised enough money. And those things are all looking a lot better now.
Such a measure would require a two-thirds vote from the entire region for approval. But should it be successful, Shuckett says, the North Bay would be one of the major areas to see large-scale restoration work done.
The larger acreages are in the North Bay and in the South Bay. In the North Bay, there's lots of land that was never developed and has been used historically for hay farming and stuff like that. Think about the 10,000 acres at the Sonoma Bay lands, for instance, at the mouth of the Napa River. And in the South Bay, there was industrial salt making for a very long time. As a result, those wetlands areas were never developed, and so they're restorable.
That could be good news for the Sonoma Land Trust, says their new executive director, David Kaler.
We have a good track record of bringing stellar and sound conservation projects. We do see it as a very important potential funding source for the Sonoma County portion of the Bay.
A campaign team for the potential ballot measure has already been assembled, with an expected budget of $4 to $6 million for their 9-county advertising efforts. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.